אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're reading in the study of 10 ספירות. We're in volume 3, part 10. הסתכלות פנימית. תפתף קוף נון וו. We do not have an English text for this one. Item 1.
Yes.
Here the Ari divides the seven kings that come down to Bria on the three prinot in them, lights, sparks, and kilim, and unites three special places for the correction. In the Yesod of Tvuna, they correct the kilim, and in the place of the slice, they correct the sparks, and in the Yesod of the upper Bina, they correct the lights.
So to say that these angels that were broken in the world of Nigudim, their parts fall down in the world of Biria and Asiya, and these parts rise up, are scrutinized, and start to join the world of Atzilut. And when in world of Atzilut, they start to have the good loot, and that way they are corrected. So he says that these parts from the angels, from the world of Negudim, when they shatter and they fall, they split into three parts. Orot, that escape upwards, the Nitzutzim, and the Kilim. The Kilim fall, and the Nitzim are found within them. That's the way it is. How are they corrected? It said here that where that in the Yesod of Tvuna, the Kilim are corrected, and in the place of Chatach between Bina and Zat de Bina, that is where the Nitzutzim are corrected, and in Yesod of Bina, that is upper, the three of them, the three parts of the angels are corrected. Go on.
We need to understand these matters, and mostly we need to understand the matter of the Nitzotzin, the sparks. As all the matter of the scrutinies and raising of man and the work of the righteous in raising man surround them. If so, we need to understand them well. First, what is the essence of these sparks? Two, what is the matter of their number? And what also is that they have clashes in the Ari's words about the matter of the number. Sometimes he says that they're clarified and 320 sparks rise, and sometimes he says that there are just 315 sparks. And sometimes he says that they are 258. All of these numbers, what are their main thing, and why we should understand their source?
So that's all we have after the shattering. And we see that we have these Nitzutzim, these sparks that we need to process in the world of Atzilut, and that is our correction. Yes.
Item 2. In the beginning, we'll clarify the essence of the sparks, which the Ari says that they fell and with the shattered Kelim to Bia in order to give them livelihood. And here he already interpreted them well to the world of Akudim, where he says there that the Reshimot and the returning light which comes down clash against each other, and from them sparks of light are begot, from the Pina of Or Chozer, which is Din, and it is worse from the Reshimot of Rachamim. It is clarified there in the opening me, for the light remains behind in a reshimot inside the kli after it departs from there. For example, if it is on the level of keter, it leaves a reshimot inside the kli in prina dalit, which is the level of keter. And here later, when the zivug of the aviut that remains in the masach is done, which is prina gimel, and the level of Chokhmah emerges upon it. And here, this level that emerged now is much more important than the Rishimot, since the Prina that comes from the illumination of Zivug, moreover, the Rishimot, which the measure of its level is high as the level of Chokhmah that came now, but now the illumination of its Zivug departs. and there's just little illumination. Hence, the light of the level of Chokhmah beats the Reshimo, and it enters and illuminates its Kli. And from this, it must have the Reshimo depart from the Kli and arise above the Kli in the secret of the Tagin, which are parallel to the letters, to the Otiyot.
We learned this, right? If the Mesach is purified from the Galgalta. Galgalta, right? There is a Rosh, Zivug Daka, and came the light to the Tabur, and the Peh, and Tabur, inner light. Here's the reforming light. Here's the bitush that started to purify. As it purified, it rises to a degree, and it's done as daka, and the light comes down, influences it, bestows, and even though it's in a lower degree, it comes from the daka, from the zivuk, and makes use of the reshimo. It'll be from a higher degree, and there's a kli, and in it is the light. Now come the zivu of the Aka that is superior, and it illuminates to this degree, and through that it reveals the Reshimo outside, and it goes into it, and that Reshimo gets fulfilled, and it enters around the Kli. It's like a satellite. Afterwards, when the Zivug is purified and it goes to a even higher degree, then that Yeshimo disappears, and the Nitzot, the spark, comes back. It happens to us too. And all the thoughts, all of our scrutinies work on the same terms, in the same way, both in the corporeality and in the spirituality. For us, in the corporeal means it's in the corporeal levels, but it's the same really. If the delight is right now, if it's in practice, then it's more important than some, if it's present right now, then it's more important than something I had in the past. It doesn't catch on. This is something of the Rishimo that comes down, and the Nitzotz that exits, that escapes, and it comes back. We'll keep reading.
We're continuing. And then the sparks fall from the Rishimo, because the Rishimo includes two kinds of lights, a coarse and a pure light. Because just like it, the whole light includes Or Yashar and Or Chozer, meaning Pchinat of Or Chozer, which flips from above down and becomes a Kli that clothes the Or Yashar. Also the Rishimo that remains from this light is included from Or Yashar and Or Chozer. As the Or Yashar is called the pure light, and the Or Chozer is called the coarser light, as the Ari says. Although this coarse light, which became the Prina of a Kli which clothes Or Yashar, is not yet a complete Kli. As the Ari says, all that is connected with the Or Yashar. But after the departure of the pure light above, when the coarse light remains below, because the coarse light, which is Or Chozer, cannot ever ascend, but rather it remains below. And then the coarse light remains and becomes a prina of a kli. This implies that the totality of the coarseness of the light of Ab, which clothed the totality of the Or Yashar, although this part of the Or Av, which departs from the Rishimo and remains in the Kli due to the clash with the level of the Achoraim in it. Here it is still considered an actual Kli, like the coarse light in the totality, which is due to the emergence of Rishimot outside of the Kli in the secret of Tagin, which is not considered complete departure.
Still related to the Kli. Mm-hmm.
Because this is the rule that the Rishimo never departs, but although it emerged above the Kli, it still shines in the prina of the Or that is coarse in her. Because it is discerned as the secret of Tagin over Atiot, meaning that they're connected and they shine in it, hence the light of the coarse light of the Rishimo becomes the prina of a Kli with the emergence of the Kli.
So to say that it's not enough that there'll be Kilim from it, you need to work a few more progressions to get to the point where that the Kli will be filled with light and the light escapes and there's the Rishimo and the Rishimo escapes and then it comes back and it's still not the Kli. That's what is explained here.
And this is where the Rav is more precise to defend the to differentiate the Kli from the light, where he says that there's no a name of a Kli like on the coarse Kli there, because on the totality of that level it departed and remained to its root, and the coarse light rose without any illumination from it. Whereas the coarse light that came out of the Rishimo due to this clash and remained alone in the Kli, now the light of the Rishimo is still adhered to it. And since it's adhered to it, it is considered intermingled with it. Because as long as the Or Chozer is adhered with the Or Yashar, prior to its departure, here the Or Chozer is mixed with Or Yashar without any differentiation between them.
That's why it still can't be a Kli. Can't illuminate one. It needs one and the other. Without the Or Yashar, the direct light, or the reforming light, you need both.
Item 3. And here there in Akudim, there were two kinds of sparks. First, the coarse light of the Rishimo, which remained in the Kli after the emergence of the Rishimo from there, due to their the illumination of the new level of the Achoraim, which is lower than it.
So I say there was the reflected light and there was the direct light, and the two of them were in the light, in the Kli, in the desire to receive. And with the Masach, the coarseness and the desire to receive, it was the reflected light that clothed the direct light. And it was all in it, compact, yeah. And the desire, the tzimtzum, the masach, the reflected light, and the direct light. It was all in the Kli. That's it. And now what's happening? And from there, from Nakudim.
And here, there in Nakudim, there were two kinds of sparks. First, the Pchina of Or Ha'av of the Rishimo, which remained in the Kli after the emergence of the Rishimo from there.
The direct light goes and stays, and just the Rishimo of the direct light stays,
which remained in the Kli after the emergence of the Kli from there, after the new level of Achoraim that emerged from it, which is lower than it.
Like I said here, look, there is the Zivug Daka here at the lower degree, the previous one, and then it illuminated for the lower one, and it escapes the Rishimo and it enters it.
Moreover, there's a matter of the sparks from the coarse light that remains after the departure of the illumination from the new level of the Kli, as the new level of coarseness is cannot rise with the departing light, and it remains too in the Kli in the secret of sparks. As it's written there, that from the sparks that remain from the Prina of the Rishimo, later the Kilim of males are made. And from the sparks that remain from the new level, the kilim of female are done there.
That's it. That's one thing. Second thing.
Although here in Nikudim, there was but the matter of nitzutzin that were remaining in after the emergence of the light from the reshimo of the kli, and it shattered and fell to bia.
There it was from the purification that it rose to the taboo and Golgotha, and for that they were all purified through the shattering.
Although the prina of the sparks of the departure of the level of the achoraim is not here, because after the departure of the light of the kli, immediately it fell to bia, and did not have time to receive the illumination of the second level of the achoraim, which emerged after it. And we find that there is here only the prina of the coarse light that cannot depart and rise with the light of the reshimo, but it remains in the kli. Hence, this light came down with the kli to bia.
So to say that the moment that the masach disappears, the light right away that was illuminating in the kli escapes, and in the kli is only left the coarse light. It has nothing to do with the pure light that it had before. Really, shattering, because there's no connection from then on. There's no connection from the created being with the creator. It's a shattering.
Item 4. And here it's been clarified the essence of these sparks which fell with the kilim to bia during their shattering, which are the p'china of the Or Hozeh and the Masach of the Rosh, which expands to the 10 kilim minei ube, from above down, to clothe the Or Yashar until the Tabu. After the departure of the lights from them, which do not rise above, to be being p'china of coarseness, here they become kilim. Although prior to the departure of the Or Yashar from them, they are mixed as one with the Or Yashar, and are not considered at all a prina of kli, but rather a complete light. Because of that, there is a great division between the greatness of the light of coarseness and the Rishimo itself, and the light of coarseness of the totality of the ten sfirot in the degree, because the coarse light in the totality of the ten sfirot becomes a kli immediately after the departure of the ten sfirot of the Or Yashar from them. Although the coarse light of the reshimo did not become a kli, and also after the emergence of the reshimo from there, is because although the reshimo came out specifically from the kli which fell to bia, so that it will not be cancelled from the Torah of reshimo, nevertheless, it still is paralleled and illuminates to the kli in the secret of tagin over otiyot. Hence, there is no emergence of a reshimo from a kli that is considered as a complete departure and adding of yut to the coarseness of the coarse light and making it a matter of p'china of kli. But it is considered a discernment of light and not coarse light, which is Or Hozeh and not Or Yashar. Hence, the p'china of the upper three is nothing but the p'china of Or Chasadim, which was let off on the Or Chochmah completely, and their root, which is the p'china of Chagat, is what became from the kli of reception in the matter of expansion of the Masach of Rosh Tul Tabu. And it's considered that the value of the sparks towards the Reshimo is like the light of Chasadim towards Gar, because all that is there is the matter of the upper three, considered this pure light in the Reshimo, and what remains in the Atzilut is all that there is for the matter of the illumination of Chochmah, to not be able to come down below the level of the ending of the Parsa between Atzilut and Bria. Only the coarse light of the Reshima is the p'china of Or Hozeh, which is the matter of Or Chasadim, which can come down with the kli to bia, because the Or Chasadim there was no restriction upon. Accordingly, that the we should understand two parts of the Rishimo here. First, the illumination of Atzilut in the upper three, which is included in the Rishimo, and this remains in Atzilut. And secondly, is the Bchina of Or Chozer and Or Chasadim, which are in the Rishimo, which came down to Bia, and is considered also the Bchina of the Rishimo, which vitalizes the Kilim in the place of Bia.
From a distance,
and
it illuminates
value
them
upon one another, as the value of Chagat of Chabat.
Okay, so later we'll be clarified more. So it'll be good to continue. It'll be clearer to us.
Item 5. There is another Bchina to discern that about the matter of Nitzutzin, sparks, is the main Bchina that carries the matter of coarseness in the degree which is cancelled or shattered. Because during the purification of the Masach and its rise above during the shattering, here the Bchina of the Masach purified from the coarseness in it, although the coarseness itself was not lost, but remained in the Bchina of the part of the coarse light of the Rishimo. Because therefore, later, during the Masach and the Rishimot being included in the Zivug of Rosh Avilyon, of the upper, where the Rishimot received the Bchina of an upper Masach, they immediately raise and upon them the Bchina of coarseness, which remains in this coarse light of the Rishimot, and this coarseness is renewed with the correction of the Masach. And then the Rishimot and the Masach can do a Zivug with the upper light in their place themselves, and then they emerge from the inclusion of the upper, as it's written in the upper parts and the Paltzufim of Ak.
It's like what happened to us from the progression from Galgata to Ak. From the Rishimot that are awakened, that are in the raising the Masach from Tabul to Pei, they will come to Chazet, Gelgalta, and from there they will start to be fulfilled, and that will come as the Partsuf of Ab.
Although there wasn't a great distance between the coarse light of the Rishimot and the pure light of the Rishimot, for they both remained in the Kli together. But here, in the shattering of the vessels, a great distance occurred between them, because the pure light remained in Atzilut, and the coarse light, which are the sparks, came down to Atzilut, which are the sparks. They came down to Bia. And with all that, here, at the time where the Rishimot rise and they are included in the upper in their Zivug, they receive the correction of the Masach through the inclusion in the upper Masach. Here they raise with them the coarseness from their sparks of Bia. And the coarseness is corrected in the upper Masach until they are worthy of the Zivug of Aka'ah with the upper light from their own force. And then they come down to their place in Atzilut and couple there as on their own, on the way that is clarified in the Partsufim of Ak. So all the Bchinot of the greatness of the Partsuf is emerged inside the sparks that came down with the Kilim to Bia. You already knew that all the Gadlut of the level is dependent and measured by the coarseness of the Masach.
Good. Let's study from Taf Taf Ein Bet 902.
Daf Taf Taf Kuf Ein Bet Amud
972. Page 972 in Hebrew. This is the table for answers according to the words. Orot Nitzutzin V'Kilim, lights, sparks, and kilim. 1. In the Rishimot that remain from the lights of Nikudim after their departure, there are two lights discerned. 1. The pure light in them, which are Or Yashar. And 2. The coarse light in them, which are Or Chozer. And here, the pure light in the Rishimot remains in Atzilut, and are called in the name of Orot, lights. And the coarse light in them came down with the kilim that shattered to Bia, and are called there sparks. The Achoraim of Binayla.
No, that's maybe the Erez Tachtona, the next page.
Next page, 973, where the lower land, Eretz Tachtona. Look at answer 6.
No, it doesn't give it here.
Okay, so we're going to go back to 972. Eretz Edom, the land of Edom. Bina is called the upper land, and Malchut is called the lower land. In the secret of the sharing of Midat Rachamim with Din, where the lower hay, which is Malchut, is incorporated with the first hay, which is Bina, and is called Bina in the land of Edom. Next page, two kinds of chesed.
No, that's something else. Land of Edom. I'm looking for something interesting that they'll have so that you'll understand the connection.
How?
Here's the clarification of the lights.
Clarification of the correction.
Here's the clarification of the lights. Clarification of the lights. Clarification lights are the lights to the sparks. The sparks mean a coarse light which emerged from the Rishima and came down with the Kilim to Bia, like in answer 1. Also, the matter of the discernment of Aviyut, of coarseness, which fell and purified from the Masach, is also included in those sparks. Because in Atzilut, only the pure light remains, which is only Or Yashar. And it is noted that the totality of the kings that fell to Bia are 320 Bchinot, called 320 sparks, which are 8 kings, and in each of them there are 4 Bchinot in the Masach. As each Bchina takes out a level of 10 Sfirot, and we find 40 levels in each king. And 8 times 40 is, after all, 320. And it's noted that the reason of the shattering was due to the lower hay of Aviyot, which was intermingled with all the prinot of those kings, which this lower hay was not worthy to receive the light of Gadlut Nikudim. Hence, when the light began to clothe in the Kilim and blemished her, immediately it rose and departed from her. And then the Kli was shattered and came down to Bia. As known, therefore they cannot begin with the correction prior to differentiating the lower hay from the Prinadalet of coarseness there. And this correction is done through 32 avenues of Chochmah, from which each of the Prina Dalit of every level, and the last Prina, which is the fourth Prina of all the Prinot in the King, and leaves the first 9 Sfirot in each Prina, in a manner that it clarifies the 32 kings into 8 times 4, and brings them down in the matter of refuse. And then 248.
Is it clear? Yeah, the fourth Prina, Prinadari awakens from all the places, and in all the places, and why it's clarified first, and then you separate it, we cannot correct it, and that's why we need to set it aside. But we need to clarify it, and then put it aside. That is our work. Afterwards, we have the first 9 that we have to correct.
And the 288 Prinot alone, he remains in holiness, which are 36 Prinot of each king, and 8 times 36 is 288. And here each and every Prinah which is raised from Bia is included from all 320 sparks, and the illumination of Abba, he shines only to the 288 of them, and he does not shine to the 32 Malchiyot of Prina Dalit. Hence, they fall and cannot maintain their stature in Atzilut and fall back to Bia, into refuse. And only the 288 clean sparks of this lower hay remain. This is what we call the clarification of the lights. Correction and scrutiny. 17.
Yes.
Scrutiny is called the bringing down of the 32 sparks, which are the 32 malchiyot in the matter of refuse, and the remaining of the rapach, the 288, in the matter of the building of sanctity, which is done by the illumination of Abba, as in repentance, as in the answer. Also, you cannot see the clarification here for the building of the degree, because at last they are lacking their malchiyot, and they need the inclusion in the zivug of katnut of ima, meaning the prina of masach of the lower hay in inayim, where the two hays are, the first hay and the last hay, which included in one another in the manner of the sharing of the midat din and the midat rachamim. And once again, the completion of those 320 sparks, which is the main correction, is not done by Ima, because Abba has nothing as far as raising of the lower hay to Enayim, to being in the matter of the Akin. And this is the Ab of Ak, and the beginning of the lower hay in the Enayim begins from Sag of Ak. Again. In a manner that it is clarified only by Abba, as he is from the Prina of Chochmah, as the 32 Malchiyot of Prina Dalet cannot receive from him, due to the Tzimtzum, the restriction that is riding upon it. Hence, they fall and are expanded from there in the manner of psolit, of refuse, as drash, because they were clarified to the matter of sigim that have no benefit. And this clarity cannot be done but by mother, by Ima. Ki ol of Ima shines also to her prina dalet, and the light of chasadim had no restriction upon ever. That's noted. And we find that through the illumination of Ima, the 32 nitzitzin that are expanded from there are specifically for the illumination of father in necessity. Hence, the matter of correction, which means to return and correct the 32 new malchuyot, which are shared with the Midat Rachamim, in the place of the first 32, which were rejected from the force of the illumination of Abba, this cannot be done but by Ima, which receives the Prinat against it in Sagavak, and from the root of sharing in the Midat Rachamim of Din, as noted in these two, which are the scrutiny and correction done in beginning.
So to say that the real Malchiyot, we have Malchiyot in meantime that come from the sharing with the Midat Adin.
Receptacle house. 18. The Masach and the Aviyut, upon which the upper light Zivug was done, when the Ol Chozer rises with the Masach and clothes all the level of the light in the Madriga, in the degree. Here it becomes a house of a receptacle for all the lights in the degree, and because without the masach and coarseness in it, there would be no upper light clothing there. And this is where Chochmah was instilled in the receptacle, because due to the raising of the lower hay to Einayim, which is Chochmah of Rosh, as noted, here the place of the Zivug rose from Malchut to Chochmah. And the Chochmah herself was instilled in the receptacle and took Bina outside of the Rosh into the Prina of Guf.
Alright.
shevet achim gam yachad. Hine mato shevet achim gam yachad. Hine mato shevet achim gam yachad. Hine mato umanayim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine mato umanayim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine mato shevet achim gam yachad. Hine mato shevet achim gam yachad.
Ma ratzitem lishol sham basof?
What did you want to ask there in the end?
Shalom Rav, shalom lekulam.
Hello Rav, hi everyone. Really, truth is, I don't understand anything here.
It's not too bad. Everyone's like that. Don't worry.
This whole parts that we've been reading, if I understand correctly, that we're learning that there's no kli without the light.
And yes.
What we read is that the light is entering, and can the kli even be empty?
The kli itself is also light. It's just in such a form. Can a kli be empty? No, never. It doesn't exist without light. Light precedes the kli.
It's spoken about in Taz that it's a process from below upwards, and that the kli can be without light?
Yes.
The second question is, what kli does the light build?
The light of Chochmah builds the kli to the extent in which the light of Chassadim lets it build it. The intention in order to bestow decides how much the light of Chochmah will arrange that kli. Okay, any other questions in the end? Something small? Well, Maurice, no? Okay. So,